Let's go to the Word this morning. Last week I had no time talking about a man named Josiah. Hope you got the message. He was a young man, and we could learn something from him. When he got a hold of that Bible, when he got a hold of that Word, even though for years it had been forgotten, it changed his life. And he cleaned house, didn't he, say? He cleaned house, baby, and he changed a whole, a whole kingdom because of his love for God and his love for the Word, and he repented and did the right thing. Let's learn from another one today. Learning from some leaders this morning. Today's your first time at fellowship. I use this big screen up here. Put everything pretty much on the screen and the scriptures and everything. You can see them. And you can go check us out online as well and look at notes again if you'd like to. But this is how we do it. So ask you to help us this morning. So learning from the persecuted man. Say that with me. Learning from the... Let's talk about this man, Joseph. What can we learn from his life? It's a big life. I can't give all the history, all the story. It covers many, many chapters in our Bible. But Joseph's life from birth to about the age of 17, say it with me, was a period of what? It was some gathering clouds. Something was coming. Some storms in his life. Even though he didn't have it that rough growing up as a boy, some things were happening. He was a favored son. Now that looks like that'd be a good thing. But he had a lot of brothers. Alright? And it was pretty obvious who daddy's favorite was. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's going to cause some trouble. Amen. Say. Now Israel or Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children. I love you more than all of them because he was the son of his old age. Amen. I don't know what that meant. Most old people don't even care about little kids anymore. But I guess he really liked this one. I don't know. Anyway. Because he was the son of his old age, and so he made Joseph a what? A coat. I love you more than all of them. And look, here's your coat. So they can all see how much I love you more than all the others. Now, in my family, you'd have got the snot beat out of you if that happened. Amen. I'm the baby of the family. I'm sure glad Mama didn't wrap me up in some fancy little coat like that. I wouldn't be here today. My brothers and sisters would have beat me to death. Anyway, so that's what happened. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they what? Hated it. So here's a man. Was it his fault that his daddy loved him like that? Was it his fault that his daddy gave him the coat? No. But it caused some problems in his life. And they couldn't speak what? They couldn't even have a decent conversation with him without wanting to choke him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and it's true. He was a dreamer. He could interpret dreams. You can study the life of Joseph, see a lot about this incredible man. Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him what? They hated him more. Why? He says, well, hear the dream, which I've dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf stood up and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about my sheaf and worshipped mine, made obeisance to me, sort of fell down before me. If you're already this little brother, you do not need to be telling this dream. And his brethren said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? This was a dream that was true, that would come true later on. It would really happen. And he wasn't doing it, I don't think, to be a smart aleck or anything like that. He had had this dream. But boy, 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 they hated him, yet the what? For his what? For his dreams. So, anyway, his life was, from early on, it was going to be a tough life. Some gathering clouds. Now, grew up spoiled, maybe. Daddy's favorite. That's my words. And so Israel said unto Joseph, do not your brethren feed the flock in Shechem? So you can just imply, figure out maybe why Joseph's with him. Maybe he was younger. Who knows? Maybe he liked to have Joseph by his side while the boys went out and worked real hard. You know what I'm saying? Say. Who knows? Come, I'll send you to them. And he said unto him, okay, here am I. I'm ready to go. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with your brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem, okay? And there's a story how he found out where they were, and that's okay, but the bottom line, he finds them. And when they saw, but back it up. And when they saw him, when this brother saw him afar off, they saw this brother, this little loved favorite boy of daddy. Look at his color. Look at his coat. Look at it. Look how pretty he is. You can see him a mile away. Looks like a rainbow coming. Look at him. Want to choke him. They saw him afar off. And even before he came near, they did what? Conspired against him to what? Kill him. Now's our chance. He ain't with daddy anymore. Way out here in no man's land. And they said one to another, say that with me, behold the who? Old dreamer boy is coming. I got to keep my head here. Here we go. I didn't have much sleep. Come now, therefore, let us slay him. Let us cast him into some pit. So let's kill him, throw him in a hole. That ain't very nice to treat your brother this way. And we'll say some evil beast came and devoured him. And we shall see what will come of his dreams. And Reuben heard it. And he delivered Joseph out of their hands and said, say it with me, let us not what? Let's don't kill him. Let's don't kill him. Fortunately, it didn't happen. So we're just learning from the persecuted man, Joseph. Are you feeling it? Say, you feeling like this is not going to be a good life for Joseph? You might not know the story of Joseph, and you need to read it in far more detail than I'm giving you. So he was a favored son of his daddy. He was everything to his daddy, the fancy coat, all that. And he was made, say it with me, a what? A faceless slave. And Judah said unto his brethren, what shall it profit if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? What good is it for us if we do that? Come, let's make a buck on him. Now, he was actually saving his brother's life by doing this, but still evil, evil. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let not our hand be upon him, for he's our what? Now they're getting all lovey-dovey. That's how families do at Christmas or Thanksgiving. They treat each other like crud all year long. Oh, I love you. Good to see you. How about every day love your brother? Amen? Say. Come on. Let your bitterness. I had a guy come to the house the other day. Didn't know me. Just talking. Just met him. And first thing out of his mouth was, oh, he was nice to me, but he told me how he couldn't stand his sister. He hated his sister. You know. And she lived right nearby. You know what my response was? That's horrible. That's your sister. Amen? Say. Come on. So, but anyway, they get all lovey-dovey here a little bit, you know, he's our brother, he's our brother. How about not sell your brother if he's your brother? Amen? Say. But anyway, so they sold him into slavery. So they're passed by Midianites. They were merchantmen, and they drew and they lifted up Joseph out of that pit, and they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for how much? 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph to Egypt. So Joseph was just a faceless slave. No more the coat of many colors. No more daddy's favorite son. So that's what happened. He was made a faceless slave. We're just talking quickly about the life of Joseph. That's why I'd like for you to go back, read it, find out a whole lot more than I'm telling you today. So he was made a faceless slave. But we're learning from a young man. We're learning from a leader today. He was a what? A faithful servant. Say that with me. He was a persecuted, mistreated by his brothers, sold into slavery, and he could have rebelled against that. He could have whined about that. But instead, he chose to be what? Chose to be faithful. He chose to be faithful at the position he was at. in the situation he was at. You think we can learn a little something from that or not, say? When bad things come, instead of whining about it, guys, it is what it is. How about wherever you're at, the lot in life that you have, how about try to be faithful right there? Amen, say. That's what he did. He was a faithful servant. He was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, high position. It's even said, suggested that he was an executioner. Captain of the guard, an Egyptian. He bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites and brought him down. Say this part with me, because this is what will happen to you. Even though you're persecuted, even though you're in a bad way, even though things have come against you, if you are faithful to the Lord, if you're faithful and you do the right thing, say verse 2 with me, the first part of it. And the what? The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a what? Prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So, sold into slavery, Joseph was a faithful servant. Because of his faithfulness, he was elevated, still a servant, but now he's working in the house, not out in the yard. Amen? Say, he's in the house. So, the Lord was with him. So, he was with Jesus, with Joseph, a prosperous man. And his master saw that his unbelieving master, his evil master, his wicked master, could see that who was with him? That the Lord was with him. And the Lord made everything that this slave did, everything he was doing, was prospering. And so the unsaved, the evil man, the wicked man, could see that. And that's what happens when we're faithful. Are you learning that this morning? Say. How about when we have a hard situation? It's hard, maybe even being persecuted. Maybe it wasn't deserved. And so we whine, we complain. You think the people see the Lord in us when we do that? No. I'm not saying it's easy. But others can see it when you're faithful. And so what happened? Joseph found grace in Potiphar's sight. And this captain of the guard's sight, and he served him. You serve me, man. You be with me in my house. And he made him overseer of his whole what? House. And this was a guy that had a lot of stuff, a lot of responsibility. And so Joseph became a great leader because of his faithfulness. And all that he had, he put into whose trust? Joseph's trust. So, we're learning today from a persecuted man. Have we felt the persecution so far? Y'all awake with me so far? Okay, how many had 2 hours sleep last night? A couple of you did. Okay, you awake with me? I'm going to keep looking at you. Because if you're going to sleep, I probably am too. Here we go. So, we see it so far. Favored son, hated by his brothers, became a faceless slave. He got a face now, doesn't he? Say, people know who he is now. But wait a minute. We're learning from a man who's persecuted. He was falsely what? Accused. You need to read the story. He was put over Potiphar's house in charge of everything. His wife had the hots. Potiphar's wife, had the hots for Joseph. Okay? Maybe she had that for a lot of fellows. I don't know. Bottom line is, she wanted him to have sex with her. That's tough. And so, he didn't want to do that. Okay? So she forced herself on him. Yeah. It's important to be faithful, I'm going to tell you. Okay? She forced himself on him. He resisted. He did more than resisted, if you know it. He blanked. He what? He ran. Say he ran. He, one more time, he what? He did what? That's what you need to do, sir. A little sweet thing down the hall at your office. You need to what? Run, man! Run! She's cute. She makes me feel all this because you're a fool. Because you're not faithful. You're listening or not? Say. You're not faithful and you're a fool. Put my name right there. I said that about you. Be faithful. Don't be a fool. I don't care what she looks like. And so he did the right thing. He ran. Literally. I don't know the whole story. I wasn't there. But somehow, she had some of his clothes. You hearing me say? That's all I'm going to say about it. Falsely accused, because she couldn't have him, she said, he tried to rape me. So falsely accused. Boy, this guy's had a pretty rough life, ain't it, say? Dog, I mean, it's getting good, and all of a sudden, this happens. So she tells the master, who's the captain of the guard, and like I said, even suggested he's an executioner. You don't want to tell that guy that. Came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, this false accusation, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did the servant to me, that his wrath was what? Kindled. And Joseph's master, now that's interesting. It's an interesting thing. We don't have time to talk about it in this service, but it's interesting. Here's a man who had the power to kill, and he didn't kill him. So obviously God had his hand on Joseph, but it also could be suggested that maybe this man knew what his wife was like. Yes or no? Say. And so he spared him. So Joseph's master took him instead of killing him, put him into prison. Had to do something. A place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. So we're talking about persecution today and what we can learn. But the Lord, say it with me, was what? Have we learned anything today so far? Say. You can have bad things happen to you. You can have things that people do that are bad to you. I mean, really bad. And if you're faithful, stay steady. And the big deal is, know that the Lord is with you. You can make it. Are we learning that? I'm learning that. The Lord was with Joseph. He was with Joseph. Where? In prison. He was with Joseph in the pit. He's with Joseph in that house with that wild woman. The Lord's with him, man. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him what? Say favor. In the sight of the keeper of the prison. See, the fellow running the prison could see a difference. Wonder why. You think he was cute? Or you think it was his faithfulness? You think it was his attitude? I can see a bad attitude coming. Your attitude shows up before you ever get there. Did you hear me say? Your attitude arrives before you ever get someplace. You can try to dress it up. You can try to spiritualize it. I watch it here at Fellowship sometime. Some of you just, you got this sort of nasty attitude. Excuse me. And try to dress it up. Listen, you need to deal with that. God's not going to bless you. Are you listening? We're not going to grow a church with people that come off that way. Are you? I know that's hard preaching this morning. I was only at 2 hours sleep, so if that hurts you, forgive me. They saw him. He saw his attitude. He saw something about him. Okay? And the keeper of the prison committed in Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. Whatsoever they did there, he was the what? Man, we're talking about leaders. Everywhere this guy goes, he's leading, isn't he? Even his daddy from early on saw something special in this young man. You know what I mean? The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand. Why? Because the Lord was with him. He could be trusted. Just because you have it rough, just because I have it rough, just because I've gone through hard times, it gives me no right to be untrustworthy. Because I'm persecuted or bad things have happened in my life gives me no right to be unfaithful, does it say? Are we learning this today about victory? That's what I'm seeing. I'm just looking at it from this angle today. So he didn't look to anything that was under his hand because the Lord was with him. So we're learning from this persecuted man, Joseph. The story keeps going. Pop it up. And stop right there. Say that with me. He was a what? In prison, he made many friends. He did things for people. Helped out a butler and a baker with some interpretation of dreams and what was going to happen. And he said, you know what? When you get out of here and you get elevated, don't forget me. Don't forget me in this place. But like so many people, when you do something good for them sometime, oh, they love you. Oh, yeah, please, 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 please. And they get what they want and they gone. And you're forgotten. What do you do then? Are you going to be faithful then? Are you going to whine then? You going to do the right thing then? You going to keep your character even when that happens? Say, when you're left in that hole to sort of rot down there? Put your trust in the Lord. That's what happened with Joseph. They forgot about him. Didn't help him at all. He said, think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this place. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing. I didn't do that. I didn't do what that woman said, that I should be put here in this dungeon. Don't leave me here. Yet did not the, say it with me, chief butler do what? But did what? You ever been hurt like that? When somebody just forgot you? Say. I work with a lot of older people. A lot of pain, a lot of times with older people, because they have children that treat them like they don't even exist. Now, sometimes that's because of the way we treated them, but a lot of times it's because they just forget you. That's pretty painful, isn't it? Say, you're going to be a leader, you're still going to have victory in your life, even when the kids forget you? That's pretty tough, isn't it? He was forgotten. But we got to keep the story moving. Wow, say that with me. He was a what? He was a famous ruler because one day, when there was a need to get someone who could interpret dreams, he was remembered. He was remembered. He was remembered. He was remembered. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream. He could do that. He could interpret. So Pharaoh had this dream, and he said, find that man. Find that man. Bring me that man. This guy who had been forgotten, who'd been left there to rot. Bring me that man. So Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Say dungeon with me. Come on. Dungeon. And he shaved himself. And he changed his clothes, and he came in unto who? Now, this ain't the captain of the guard anymore. This is Pharaoh himself, the persecuted man. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I've dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard of you that you can understand a dream to interpret. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Are we learning something? It's not in me. But God shall what? God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. I think we learned something else about how to have victory. Remember, it's not you. It's Him. Amen. And in one day, he interpreted the dream for Pharaoh. In one day, say one day. In one day, Joseph was elevated from the what? The prison to the what? In one day. Now, you've got a choice when you're persecuted, when you've had hard things happen to you. You can whine about it. You can have a bad attitude about it. You can live like that the rest of your life. Or you can choose to learn from this leader today. Did you learn anything from him or not? Say, the Lord's with him. He can be trusted. Okay? He was favored, hard worker, didn't gripe and complain. We don't see that out of him. And in one day, it's hard to believe, but in one day, your situation can be turned around. Did you hear me or not? In one day, your situation can be turned down. How many look at situations in your life? They were horrible. They were horrible. But now, because of the grace of God, you look at your situation now that was horrible, and you just thank the Lord. You can't believe it. It's amazing. And it's just, can we give him some credit this morning? Come on. Just amazing. Crazy. Look what you did. Faithful. Amen? Stay steady. And I'm out of time. So in one day, he was elevated from the prison to the palace. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise. So he interpreted the dream. There's a famine. You need to read the whole story. Who's going to deal with this credible famine and everything that's happening? Let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt during this famine, during this hard time. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, as a man in whom the Spirit of God is? This is an unbelieving Pharaoh talking. Can we find a man like this? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as who? As you. You shall be over whose house? Potiphar's house? With the wild woman? Or Pharaoh's house? You shall be over my house. And according unto your word shall all my people be ruled. You're going to be over my house. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. There's only be one greater in this whole kingdom than you, and that's me. And this is the boy with the coat that was sold by his brothers, who lived a life of persecution and chose not to whine, but to be faithful. Chose not to have a bad attitude, but to have a good countenance and a good attitude. Have you learned anything about how to have victory in your life? Instead of calling some preacher on TV and asking for a little handkerchief for $30 or whatever. You want to have favor in your life? You want to have blessing in your life? Regardless of the crap in your life, excuse me. Do what this man did. Learn from this man. And don't forget, it was all about God and God's plan. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen. Wow, that's some kind of new coat, ain't it? Say. And he put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in a second chariot. Wow. Which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee! Can you believe it? And he made him ruler over all the land of what? Now I got to quit and we're out of time. What happened in the end? Well, there's this terrible famine. Everybody's starving to death, even his brothers. They come to get help, come to get food, come to survive. And lo and behold, who is it that they come to? Their brother. But do they know that it's their brother? Oh no, you would never think the boy you sold to the Midianites is now second in command over the whole kingdom. And all them fancy clothes, no, 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 no. They might never even made eye contact. You know what I mean? But Joseph knew it was them. And what did Joseph do? The persecuted man. Did he kill him? Did he put him in prison? You know what he did? Read it sometime. He loved them. He did forgive them. He fed them. But then I need you to find that verse. Can you find that verse at the end? You meant it for evil, God meant it for good. You meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Can you find it? I'm sorry to do that to you, buddy. After his brothers. Hang on, we're late. It's okay if you can't. It's all right. Trust me, it's there. Amen? He revealed himself to his brothers. They're scared to death. And he said to them, You meant it for evil. God meant it for what? Say that with me. You meant it for? God meant it for? How many would testify the evil that's happened in your life, the struggle that's happened in your life, be honest here, that was brought on you by somebody else, you have seen God turn it for your good. Can I see your hand? For your good. Can we praise the Lord for that? That's some good stuff. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good and to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. That dream I had was true when I was a boy. And all you came and stood around me and bowed down before me. It wasn't because I'm anything special. It's because God had a bigger plan. And it was to save, really, the world. To save so much of the world from starving to death. Incredible. Amen. What a great story. Did you learn something from the leader today? Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. We're done. We ain't got more time. We're out. Yeah.